Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by the patient endurance of your only begotten Son, you beat down the pride of the old enemy. Help us to treasure rightly in our hearts what our Lord has borne for our sakes, that after his example, we may bear with patience those things that are adverse to us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gospel reading this evening is from Luke chapter 9. And last week, you may remember, the reading was from Luke chapter 8. And I only bring that up to remind you a little bit of what had gone on. You remember that last week, Jesus and the disciples had gone across the Sea of Galilee to the other side, to a region called the Gadarenes, or the Gerasenes. And there Jesus had helped a man. He had exorcised many demons from that man. And remember last week we talked about the thanks that he got was that they asked him to leave. Now we know Jesus to be the forgiving sort. Undoubtedly the disciples knew this too. And yet, as is clear from today's gospel reading, they do not appear to tend that way themselves by instinct. And their attitude in tonight's reading may have been compounded by what went on between last week's reading and tonight's reading. Our reading, our verses today start at verse 51. And if you were to go back and look at the previous 50 verses, you'd see several things had gone on. First, Jesus had sent out the 12 disciples to several different villages to preach and teach and do miracles. And that when the apostles did so, they were received by those various villages. People listened to them. People were happy to be healed. The disciples at that point did not go to Samaritan villages, but where they did go, apparently, according to their report, it went well for them. And after that, Jesus had fed the 5,000. Peter had confessed Jesus to be the Christ, and Jesus had told him, "You are correct." Three of the disciples, Peter, James, and John, had seen Jesus transfigured. He shone with heavenly glory before them. And then we get to verse 51, which is where our reading begins. And it is clear to them that Jesus, at this time confirmedly, the Christ, the miracle worker, the one who shines with divine glory when he wants to, now they are all headed to the capital. They are headed to Jerusalem. And the spirits of the disciples have to be high when they're imagining in their minds just the great things that are going to happen there. Or at least their spirits were high until this Samaritan village does not want to receive them, does not want to have them camp out at their place. They don't want anything to do with this strange band, and not exactly small, cluster of Jews who are going to Jerusalem. And that just gets under the skin of the disciples. Maybe even more so than our reading from last week, because now the disciples knew more. They knew more about who exactly Jesus was. They had experienced more for themselves. They themselves had gone out to villages and taught and done miracles. So for the disciples, they are moving up in the world. They were in the know, and they knew what was right. And to be in that frame of mind, and then to have this village of the Samaritans, to have it mean nothing to them, well, that irked them. And it wasn't like that they had had an honest discussion with the Samaritans and had come to disagreement. The Samaritans didn't even want to hear them at all. So James and John thinks someone needs to be taught a lesson. But as you heard, Jesus rebukes the disciples when they talk about calling down fire from heaven. And so now hearing about this incident, what do you think the disciples learned from this episode? And as you were listening, what is it that you learned from this episode? Did you learn that the Samaritans are wicked sinners, but that we must not, like James and John, for whatever reason, we must not call down fire from heaven? Or did you learn that it's good to be on the inside with Jesus because at least you're not as bad as those people over there? Or did you learn that Jesus is such a nice guy that even people who don't accept him doesn't really bother him at all? He just keeps moving. Because if that is what you learned, even if you may not state it in quite those terms, if that is what you learned, you are wrong. All of those ideas are off in one way or another. Or maybe when you hear a reading like this, do you think something along these lines? Wait a second. I have done exactly what those Samaritans done. I have neglected Jesus. I have refused to listen to his words when I should. I have hoped that he would just move on. I wish his teachings would change or that his words would not apply to me. And then think, and yet, for all of that, I still do hear Jesus' words of forgiveness. I came to church this very day, and I heard that my sins were forgiven in the stead and by the command of Jesus Christ. And I realize all over again, it's not because I have been good this week. It's not because I finally got my act together. It is simply because he is gracious and merciful to a sinner like me. I think that is probably the better line to take. To be sure, the Samaritans are in our reading today do not deserve forgiveness. But neither do we. And yet we have been forgiven. And to be clear here, the Samaritans are in the wrong. The rejection of the Son of God is clearly a sin. But as you remember from the rest of the gospel readings, as well as from reading the Old Testament, as well as just your knowledge of church history, that sin is not rare. Jesus sets his face to go to Jerusalem. He is going to go to Jerusalem, the capital city of the Jews. There, he is going to be rejected. And you know that rejecting Jesus is not uncommon in our day or age as well. When you get right down to it, believing in Jesus is what sticks out. The Samaritans are not the odd men out in our gospel reading tonight. Believers are. And if James and John learned from this episode, if we have learned from this episode, we should recognize that we are sinners, and often in the exact same way as the Samaritans. And yet Jesus has called out to us with his, sometimes stiff, words to bring us to repentance and forgiveness. Our Lord both rebukes and is gracious. And you know, because you have heard his words tonight, that Jesus does not pass us by. Rather, he has had mercy on us. That is quite simply the gospel. We can get bent out of shape over sin, but we need to recognize that sinners aren't all of the people outside of the walls here, but all of the people inside these walls as well. The church, this church, every church, is full of sinners. The difference is not the quality of the people. The difference is the work of the Holy Spirit who brings us to Christ so that we see him as salvation from our sins. And the result of the Holy Spirit, the result of knowing Jesus Christ and hearing about the forgiveness of our sins, the fruits of that are, as Paul says in our gospel or our epistle reading, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Whereas it is the outworking of our sinful nature to look at everyone around us in anger, in jealousy, in hatred, and then to bite and devour each other. So after this episode, do you think that James and John will from then on not worry so much about sin? Not at all. Jesus doesn't do that either. The other thing that you should see in this reading tonight is that Jesus' answer to the Samaritans at this point is not fire from heaven, but rather it is to move along. That is the punishment. The Samaritans get what they want. They remain in their sins. They do not have Jesus among them. That we are not still in our sins is simply by the grace of God. Let us give thanks for that. Amen.